This is an extra track made out of selected comments that Sat made to different sharings and questions. USA Chat, April 5th, 2022. Kumud shares an experience where she was trying to help a friend regarding a decision she had made recently. And Kumud tried to help her by not judging her and staying silent and inviting her to stay silent. She also reads a quote from Baba that is related to that experience. Sat says,
"What I do is the understanding beyond thoughts. So I'm glad you had the intuition of not judging, because that's in the surface. And by you holding her hand and telling her, just be, you really tapped her divinity, and that's the biggest help you can give to her, whether she understood it or not. It's totally irrelevant to the situation. Now, Baba says, do not stay in the surface where the characteristic is. Go deeper and gaze into the deeper of their being. Of course, the words are different, but I think that is what Baba is saying, and that's exactly what you did. And I think when you take that position, Kumud, which you did take it, then the mind afterwards comes and says, did you do enough? Did she feel better? Did I help her? Then again, you are in the second category. And that happens to all of us. So also be watchful of that. Because when you were there, you were very in tune. And afterwards, these stories comes about shortcoming of your reaction. So I would say, when something like that comes afterwards, just stay very quiet against it. Because you were guided. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You did the "Are you with me?" to make sure you are aware of that unity. And then you were there and you were present for her at every moment without judgment. And that's all you can do to help someone. And you were not there to help. You were there to listen. Whether she wanted to opinion about you or not. And I believe me if I tell you that by your practice, I think she will be clearer for some mysterious reason which one to choose.
Kumud explains that when her friend later on thanked her, she sent her the link to the site Trust and Let Go and invited her to listen to the meditations in that site. Sat says,
"You're an excellent friend. Instead of sympathizing and giving opinion from a source that knows nothing, you just did your own intuition and connection."
Well, thanks to you. If this same Kumud 3 years ago would have been there with her, there would have been a lot of judgments and there would have been a lot of opinions and stories and more baggage to pile on her instead of helping her. Thank you so much.
I'm very happy about that, Kumud. You put a lot of effort. So this is the result.
With Sat's permission, Niloufar asks a question.
I wanted to ask you, is God in Maya also?
Yes and no. The God that we talk about day to day and the humanity talks about is a concept of God, is not God. So I would say no. It is what one thinks of God being is not what God is. But if you take the name of God as an ordinary concept of people and see that there is, through realization, that there is an existence without concept and name and form, then there is God. You can name it God. Because when you sleep at night, there is no God. So the God was born in your mind as an entity while you're living in the daytime because of the information you got from other people. But because you sleep at night and still you exist, even if we are dead, we still exist as that, then yes, God is. So it all depends on the level of realization. Not even understanding is a realization of who one is. To that extent, we can understand God. You know, each person that has just contemplate as I am talking, each person that has devotion to God, whether with form or without form, they feel some sort of joy from that love in their heart. It inspires them. Why? Because God is the self, is that which is exists. But we give the credit to outside. But in reality, that feel of love, that feeling of love rises from God. And the God is object of it. I don't know if everybody can understand what I'm saying as I'm saying it. It's truly a realization. So I don't know if you bring the realization to words, it's you can understand it or not. I don't know. Anyway, that's that.
Sabita talks about an experience she had recently contemplating about the phrase, the creation was made out of the love of the self. She explains that the whole phrase was too much, so she focused on the word love and looked at it from different angles. And when she zoomed on the word love, she felt a contact. Sat says,
yeah. Love is I don't know where to go with that. It's just isness, guys. As simple as that. It's just isness. Because we call it love, it's just comfort. It's just nothing there that disturbs the mind and the body. You can call it love, you can call it peace, you can call it nothingness, you can call it emptiness. You can call it existence, God, Allah, anything you want. Yeah, names are tripping us. Like I was saying, and I've been repeating myself, the simplest is the closest. So when you're contemplating on love, dive into the simplest explanation of love and you find yourself. In contemplation, in the, like your experience, as you were saying, was also in the beginning you use the mind, but you have to go where the mind is helpless. And that's where the awareness announces itself. And that is a true realization. Where you pass beyond the words of the mind and logic and intellect. Now let's experience something just now. Just relax. And simply throw the words love while you're sitting at home, meaning in your heart. Make sure that the energy has descended. And just drop that like a pebble in the water. And keep still. Now tell me, Sepide, what was your experience in that?
Sajaji, if I let go of the words, it's just the contact. It's a very simple.
Contact with who?
It's just nothing. It's just like a...
Exactly, you go back to the self. Yes, so you go back to the self. And the self is the one that is receiving the word love. So here you have it.
With Sat's blessing, Farnaz reads the question that was submitted to her. She says that this is from the most precious.
It is said that the pure in heart shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. We believe this is from Jesus, and the question was, what is pure heart? You have told us about pure mind, being empty.
Pure heart when your vessel is empty. That's a pure heart. You see, the mind is created, the ideas in the mind is created first, was gathered in the heart. And then it starts rising in that arena of the mind. So pure in heart is one that has realized itself. and they know the truth of themselves, and that's all frees them. Of course, in day-to-day life, we say, oh, he's so, or she is so pure in heart, because she's kind, she's this, she's that, and it's true. You know, it's their heart has compassion and this and that. And but ultimately, if you really want to know what pure in heart is when the ego is gone. And to the degree that we release that false identification, to that degree, our heart is pure. Well, everybody, thank you for coming, and I'm glad we met, and I'm glad that the grace spoke through each one of us, and we are so blessed to be able to have interest, curiosity in who we are instead of what the world is about. Love you all. Namaste.